for me, wait for me.
With Unchained Melody. Valk, why don't you go first on this one?
I go first on a song that I hate.
just your luck.
I know. I'm kind of iffy about this because I really liked your upper register on this, but I felt like the emotion of the song suffered a little with, like, just because it was so high. And I really liked, like, the operatic stuff on some of the notes. But I didn't feel like there was, like, a lot of emotion put into it. There were a lot of dynamics. The runs, like, overall, like, oh, like, as opposed, like, eh. Oh, I can't talk. But, like, there were, like, a lot of the runs were, like, sounded a little messy to me. Like, especially the ones on, like, the beginning with the Oh My Love. That, like, those runs throughout sounded a little, like they could have been polished a bit more. At the end, it got kind of weird. But it sounded pretty, so I'm like, I don't know what to think of this one.
I kind of was iffy on this too. I'm not entirely sure this was a good song choice for you now that I've listened to it. And it's either that it wasn't a good song choice for me or that you made wrong choices in the song for the way that you interpreted it. I didn't like the runs that you had towards the beginning where you went down for you kept like progressively just, I can't remember what word it was.
Yeah, I had that note too.
But you kept going down and it mm-hmm. just sounded really odd. For you. I also thought that while you had high notes and you deliver the high notes, they didn't seem as strong for what I would think that this song needs.
I needed more support.
Yeah. My favorite part about this though was really towards the end, because I thought your emotion was at its best at the end, and I felt that I could tell that you were actually needing the love in this case. I could tell that you were actually, like, it felt like there was a sincere longing for it towards, you know, the last, you know, 45 seconds of the song. Beloved, what did you think?
I wasn't really a fan of this either. I think it would have been a lot better if you had taken it down a bit. It was just really high for you. And I'm not saying mm-hmm. that you can't hit those notes, because you can. It just didn't fit with this song, you know? Mm. It would have sounded a whole lot better if it was lower in your range. And I thought you used a weird tone in the beginning. You had this very thin, strained tone. And then you did the operatic stuff, which was, it just didn't fit. It was really weird. I did really love how you sang Your Touch at about 18 seconds and how you sang Lonely Rivers Flow and Lonely Rivers Sigh. I loved how you actually kind of sighed when you said that. I thought that was really, really beautiful.
That's like my favorite part.
Yeah, that was great. But just a lot of your runs, I mean, the notes were on. They were just really strange choices. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I don't know.
All right, I don't have anything else to add. Anybody else?
Nope.
No.
All right, next up is Ambie Lee.
Yay!
All right, and that was Ambie Lee.
Woo.
Okay, Val, what did you think?
Oh, yay. I was expecting to go first, but I liked this a lot. Like, it's... the emotion was, like, so good. It, like, sounded really ethereal, and it made me, like, cry. And, like, I could just, like, picture this being played at, like, a wedding, like, as, like, the bride and groom's, like, first dance, and, like them dancing, like, in slow motion to it and stuff. It was just, like, really pretty. And, like, there were, like, a couple of, like, problem spots. Like, I thought you were punching the word pain whenever it came up a little too hard, and the babies sounded a little weird to me. I don't really... they sounded like... Like you were pronouncing the Y a little too much to me. Like, I thought that was also a little punched a little too hard, too. And, like, the... When you, like, layered with yourself, I thought, like, the I part sounded like... It sounded like it didn't, like, match...
Did we just lose you?
Uh-oh.
Quite, like, okay. Exactly, like, it sounded, like, really low, and then you came in at this, it was kind of weird, but, like, the rest of it, like, I was, like, blown away by the emotion, like, cry. It was really good, like, and, like, other than, like, the things that I mentioned, it was really, really good vocally. Oh, and was the music loud for anyone else? Like,
didn't feel too
loud. It was hard for me to hear her. Oh,
mine
it's kind of hard
fine.
For me to, like, hear her vocals in some spots. Maybe it was my headphones. But, yeah, that's about it. It was really good.
I enjoyed this, too. I was listening to this, and I was thinking, before you started actually singing, I'm like, you better do good on this, Ambie. I really liked your lower notes in the beginning. Basically, you kind of before you started kind of getting into the higher part, I really liked that. Had this nice tone to it. I kind of liked. Something about the way the second verse started, like the first word or maybe the first two words, sounded odd to me. That might have been a mixing problem though. Maybe it was a little bit louder than the previous one, or there was a audible change from the quality. I'm not sure. I wanted to hear some background singers or harmonies, and I didn't hear them. I was actually wondering where they were. And then after I did that, I was like, oh, nice layering. but,
well, there you go.
But other than that, I like this. Beloved, what do you think?
I really liked this. I love this song anyway, but I really liked your version. I do have a couple notes, though. Some of the higher notes in the very beginning, you undershot a little bit. And I think the reason I didn't like when you sang baby was, one, because it was really sudden and really loud. But
yeah, it's like baby's all in your face.
Yeah, I think it was just because you punched it so hard, you overshot the note a tiny bit, like the intonation just wasn't great on that note, so that also made it sound kind of funny. I really loved how you sang "Did you know?" Like,
oh,
you were
God.
Actually asking a question. It was really pretty, and I liked how you did during the da 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 parts. You did like dot and da instead of just da da da. I thought that was neat.
I loved the da da da's. I forgot to say that I loved those.
Yeah, they were really nice, but I liked how you changed it at that one little part. I thought it was really neat. I really loved how you sang "My Power, My Pleasure, My Pain." I really felt that part. I thought it was really great. I liked the layers a lot in the end. I thought it really added to the depth of the song, but I also agree with those lower parts. Like, I think it would have been good if you started on that note, but then like went with the melody, but with a harmony part instead of just sitting on that note and then going somewhere later. But I really like this song. It was really beautiful.
I really enjoyed this, too. Okay. So, next up and last one of the night, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is our final female, I mean final male. we joked
You're
about that last
get
episode.
Trouble.
No, we already told him that.
We're gonna give
episode.
Jeffress gender identity problems.
Oh no. Poor Jeffress.
Alright, so yeah. Okay, so next up is Jeffress. Okay.